and I am recharging by moving my Adirondack chairs around my yard. So usually, Leia, I keep them on my deck, but my neighbors are so out of control. I'll say no more about that. So I have been dragging the chairs to the front yard so I can look at my flower beds, or to the side yard where I can look at my veggie beds and commune with my sweet little wren. It never occurred to me to even move the chairs until a friend just moved them.
Well, she's either a genius or, I don't know, you're kind of slow.
Well, I thought, you know, deck chairs belong on the deck, but as it turns out, you know, they're portable.
They are.
So, anywho, I am a Midwestern mom and a reading specialist, and I am so happy to be here chatting with you, Leia.
I'm so happy to be here with you, too. I'm Leia, and I am recharging on a decadent food tour in Yunnan province in China. So 3 meals a day prepared for me, people cooking. I'll be staying in boutique hotels, and we're planning to end our trip, Edie, with a few days in a place called Shangri-La. So this will be the best recharge yet before I begin my 36th year of teaching.
We're the two Chit Chat Chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
A blush tip and video chatting on Facebook Messenger.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Recharge.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Leia, my tip is sizzling hot. Can I go first?
Of course. Go, go.
Okay. So my hot tip is about blush.
Oh, blush.
Yes. So how we used to put on blush, Leia, was like sweeping from the apples of your cheek all the way up, you know.
Yes.
I think all the way up to your temple. Right?
I think so.
I remember diagrams in, like, you know, Glamour magazine showing that, you know, you do this big sweep of blush, you know, with a fluffy makeup brush. Yeah. No, you don't do that anymore. Cause if you do that, you will look like you're from the '80s, Leia.
Oh.
So what you want to do is just put a little blush, like, up at the very top of your cheekbones,
yeah,
closer to your eyes.
Oh,
I'm not
really
describing this really well, so, you know, YouTube it. So you put a little blush on there, and then you add a little highlighter.
Oh.
And it just brings out your eyes.
Edie, I have to say that I really don't understand highlighter. I don't get it. I have some highlighter. My daughter recommends it. I don't get it. What is it even?
Well, it highlights, like, you put on your blush, like, way at the top of your cheekbones, and then you take some of your highlighter, and Lulu and I bought some new highlighter that's kind of like a cream. So if you want more of, like, a shimmer, you tap it into your face.
Tap, tap, tap.
You tap it.
All right.
But if you want it more subtle, then you use the brush, and you just put it over, you know, whatever makeup you have. You can also put your highlighter, according to my daughter, on the tip of your nose, or, you know, the corners of your eyes, or
okay,
that little, you know, your Cupid's bow on your lips. So I would say with highlighter, don't be scared. Just start, you know, tapping it on.
Okay. I look like a clown tomorrow.
Isn't this a good tip?
Well, here's what I'm going to say, Edie. I'm going to say that tomorrow I have a video chat with Charlotte. Actually, tonight, still after we get off this call, I'll be talking to Charlotte, who's in Seattle right now with my sister. And maybe she can guide me through some of this in our video chat. And I have to say that this segues very nicely into my tip or trick, which is to use Facebook Messenger for your video chatting. Because it's pretty great. Yeah. Since Charlotte has moved, she's been gone more than 2 weeks now. And, you know, back in the day, Edie, I know after I graduated from high school, I moved to Europe, to Germany for a year. And the way I kept up with my parents was I used that really thin, like the onion skin airmail paper, and I wrote really, really, really tiny. And every week I would send them a letter in the mail, and it wasn't like Edie's Prairie Girl greeting cards. It was so, it took 2 weeks or longer for them to get it in Canada. And then every once in a while, I think every 2 weeks, I would call my parents on the payphone as well. And I would like put in all the Deutschmarks that I could. And then when we ran out, that's when we stopped talking. And that was the way I communicated with my parents when I left home. And yeah, it's a lot better now. Let's just say that. So Charlotte's off, and we have started using Messenger, the Facebook app for calling, and it's working better than any other app. I know that you and I use WhatsApp to talk, which is fine. It's good. But remember, Edie, when I was in quarantine, when I went back to China, I was 2 weeks in a hotel in quarantine, and we would talk every day on Facebook Messenger, and it was so fun. Do you remember why?
I think it was all those silly special effects, Leah.
So many effects. You can be breathing fire. You can be catching sushi in your mouth. Sushi is flying at you and you catch it. We have so much fun. We spend about half of our conversation just, you know, throwing sushi at one another and seeing what ridiculous, how we can change our makeup, including putting on blush and different hairstyles and lips and tiaras. It's very fun. But Facebook Messenger is also really reliable. For those of you who don't know how to use it, you just go to Facebook and you go to the Messenger part, and there's a little video icon there. I use it also a lot to send you voice messages, Edie. We voice message back and forth on Messenger. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just convenient and easy if you are on Facebook. Maybe you aren't all, but it works really well for me, and it sure works well communicating with my sweetheart on another continent.
So fun, Leah. I love those filters. And, you know, isn't life, you know, life should be fun.
Life should be fun.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for campfire chat. Leah, I feel like I need to be recharged. You know, lately I have just been listlessly puttering around my house. Mm. And as I get ready to return to my job of being a middle school reading specialist, I really need to, like, get recharged.
Whew. Yeah, I know. I've lost a little steam with my Summer of Loving Leia, so I need to get back on the bandwagon with that. And yeah, we need to be recharged for those middle school hellions we both teach, because, man, we go in and they are bouncing off the ceilings, right? They're nuts. Love them. But whew, we need some recharge to take that on.
Yeah, just thinking about it makes me want to be listless, Leia.
Run for the hills.
Makes me want to lay on the couch.
Save all your energy. The first thing that we'll talk about is tackle a nagging task, something that depletes your energy. That could recharge you, right?
Yes, so I did this the other day because I was like, I need to recharge, and I know that this is a way that's very effective for me. Mm-hmm. And I was just getting so drained every time I walked into my bathroom, Leia, because I don't really like cleaning my bathroom, and there was like a light burned out. You know, it was hard for me to apply my highlighter in that dim lighting. So I changed the light bulb. I actually took all the drawers out where I keep my makeup and I scrubbed those because they were, you know how that just gets yucky.
Yeah, it does.
And then I did a pretty good job of cleaning. I didn't clean the shower yet. So did I perfectly execute this task of cleaning my bathroom? No, but it is so much better. And I just feel like recharged, you know, as I go into the, as I strut into the bathroom.
Okay.
So I am thinking, you know, it would be super cool if I could do this every day with one small task that would just get me recharged.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure enough. Right. So Edie, I totally get this. The other day I tackled my jewelry cupboard and I rehung all of my earrings and and my necklaces, and I know I have a lot fewer necklaces than you do, but I have a whole lot of dangly earrings, and a lot of them were just lying on the shelf. So I rescued them, and I put them with their partners, and I hung them all up. And I have to say, I felt very accomplished after that. And when I opened that cupboard this morning to get out a pair of earrings, I just went, so good, right? I just felt like I could see the vast array of jewelry, choose the exact right pair of earrings to go with my glasses on the shelf below, which were also all reordered. And it was very energizing. Agreed. The next recharging tip is to meet up or call with a friend or friends who energize you.
Yeah. So last week, my friend Lena was with me for the entire week, and our dear friend Jane also joined us, and Jane brought her CSA bounty, and so we had a nice meal, and then we decided to go and see the Elvis movie at 8 p.m., Leia, which is, you know, mom's gone mad, leaving the house at like 7:45. Ooh! I know. So we saw this super fun, you know, Elvis movie, and I just felt so recharged after being with them and seeing all their creative projects. My friend Jane makes beautiful purses. I don't even know how she does it. And then I know I've talked about Lena before on the podcast, but she is so creative and she makes these amazing junk journals. I just feel energized and recharged from being with them.
Oh. Oh, how fun. I love that. Well, I've had a pretty quiet summer around here in Beijing, Edie. A lot of people have gone, have left, and I've kind of hunkered down a bit. But I am really looking forward to my friend Rachel coming back to town. She's actually on a plane back to Beijing today, and she'll have to quarantine for a while and whatnot. But oh my gosh, I'm so recharged when I'm with her. She's my friend in Beijing that we go to the tailor together, and she has such good taste. She is just the best dresser, and she's a clothes horse, Edie. She is like, woo, she's so fashionable. So she gives me really good tips too. So I'm going to be taking her back to the tailor. We were going together for, for a couple months, and then she left. So I've been religiously going on my own, being energized by my tailor. But with Rachel along, it's way more fun. And we have one thrift store that I know of in Beijing, and I go there with Rachel. It's called Roundabout. Mm-hmm. And we always find treasures, even though it's not a big place and it's nothing like what you'd find back home, but we make the best of it. And she's actually the only friend that I will brunch with. I'm not a big bruncher, but going to a brunch with Rachel is an experience. It's so energizing and fun and satiating.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, Leia, that other people...
Ha ha ha! I also go to the coffee shop with friends, but yeah, love me some tailored clothes. Okay, so what's up next? Oh, a good way of energizing is, of course, exercising, right? A bit every day, whatever that means to you, whatever works for you, but exercise is a great way to recharge. Okay, so for me, Edie, I found this new YouTube workout. I posted it on The Cope a week or two ago. It's called Grow with Joe. She actually has quite a few really good videos on Facebook. I like her, or on YouTube. And this one is a low to no impact HIIT workout. And for those of you who don't know what HIIT is, don't be embarrassed, because I didn't know either. High intensity interval training is what it is. But that sounds scary, and this isn't scary, because everything is in 10, like there's 10 minutes of sort of like running on the spot, and then usually 20 seconds of a new exercise that, you know, you're punching or kicking or you're doing something, and you can do it at your level. And in a small corner on the side of the video, I don't know if a lot of videos do this or not, so because I don't exercise as much as I might, but it shows you what the next exercise is going to be during your 10-minute jogging on the spot break. Oh. I really like that. It kind of gets me like, okay, I know what's happening. And it goes so fast, because you've got 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And I have to say, I am totally jazzed and energized by the time I finish those 10 minutes, and I've gotten in some really good fitness. I'm into it.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying there's 10 minutes of jogging and then like 20 seconds, 10 minutes?
No, 10 seconds.
Oh, you were saying minutes, Leia. And I'm like, this sounds
hard. Oh, no. Seconds. Whoops. Just 10 seconds. What do you do?
Well, I'm going to try this Grow with Joe workout.
Do it.
I am having a really hard time being consistent with my exercise. I started off, you know, just wacko for running and walking and loving it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, I've been listless the last many, many days. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. My friend Lena, who was visiting, who I felt recharged by, but we were like creating and collaging in the studio. And she said, sometimes the only exercise we get is by walking to the bathroom.
Edie, I walk to the bathroom so many times every night. I should be wearing my pedometer. But it is true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you can't do it.
Yeah. But... well, I'm just going to, after we're done recording this, Leia, I'm just going to go on my run walk, because just thinking about it, I love the feeling I get when I'm done and the energy that I have throughout the day after doing it. It's so good.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, and maybe today you can try to love the feeling you have even while you're doing it. Just saying.
What?
Radical.
Revolutionary.
Okay. Well, our next way to recharge is to possibly do something that breaks you out of your routine. And this morning, actually, Edie, 2 days in a row, so maybe it's becoming a routine now, but I have had yogurt with blueberries and mango, plain yogurt with, and it is, it's just, it is revolutionary. I am loving it. And I've never thought to have that for whatever reason, even though so many people do. Love it.
I know you really enjoy your sweet potato for breakfast, Leia. So this is quite crazy. But yeah, lots of people enjoy the yogurt and berries.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's a good one. Uh-huh. And I think in my Yunnan cooking tour that will be taking place any second, there will probably be a cooking class involved, which I guess will break me out of my routine. Oh. But I'm a little bit scared, too. Yeah. How about you? What are you doing that breaks you out of your routine? Or what do you aspire to do?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of drawing a blank, but I suppose I could wear cutoffs or I could put ice in my water bottle.
Hang on. Back up a second. Cutoffs? Cutoffs? Now that is a mid-life, very daring and wonderful thought. Well done.
Yeah. Well, I bought a pair of cutoffs that are super cute. They're like saffron colored, and they have buttons instead of a zipper. And I have been wearing them. Mm. And, you know, that is revolutionary for me because I just wear like skirts. But I like wearing the cutoffs. It's, you know,
go whatever. Girl.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Whew. Okay. Energizing.
Now that I think about it, I have bought some new art supplies that have really recharged me in my studio. I have bought fluorescent paint because I'm working on some Jerry Garcia Grateful Dead collages because this would have been Jerry's 80th birthday, Leia. You know, rest in peace, Jerry. Okay. I also bought some drippy alcohol ink that can, like, drip, you know. And a spray glitter sheen that I can, like, dust on my collages. And these are all things that I haven't incorporated into my collages. And it's kind of scary, especially that fluorescent paint, because it's so bright. It's very bright.
That's cool. Hey, speaking of fluorescent, what do you think? Would it be a recharge? I usually wear very light pink on my toenails. Should I go with a more daring color? I don't know that I'd go fluorescent, but...
Yes!
Like what color?
Yes!
I'm scared.
Well, I like wearing navy blue on my toes.
Wow. Wow. I think of that as a suit color.
No! I love navy blue nails.
Yeah, okay.
It's You've never had thought. Navy blue nails, Leia?
Never. Never.
Oh, I bet Stevie Nicks has.
Probably. Probably.
Who knows? Go with all those flowing denim skirts she's wearing.
Sure enough. Okay, moving on. What about doing something from your past that recharges you? Got anything on that?
Well, of course I do, Leigh. I love living in the past. So, recently... On Audible, I downloaded Laura Ingalls Wilder's On the Banks of Plum Creek. And I just finished listening to it a couple days ago, and it was so good, you know, because there's like fiddle music and whatnot. But I felt really recharged hearing the section about how Pa's boots are like super worn and they're cracked and they're barely boots. And the family is just all distraught because Pa's boots are bad and they feel terrible. So one day, Leia, and I know you remember this, Pa takes $3 out of the fiddle case. And, you know, because he's expecting this great... wheat crop to bring in the money, but you know, wah, wah, the wheat crop is eaten by grasshoppers. Spoiler.
Surprise, surprise.
But anyway, he takes this $3, and the family is just so happy because Pa's gonna get new boots. So they watch Pa walk off to town in his old boots with his $3, and the day passes, whatever, and Pa comes back, and Leia, he's wearing the same wretched boots.
What did he do? Where did the $3 go? Did he gamble it away?
He gave his $3. He did not. He gave his $3 to the church to finish buying the church bell. And that really recharged me because that was selfless. You know, often when I donate to a charity or something, I have enough money that I can do it. And I have no, like, there's no bad effect on me.
Right.
You know, everything continues with my life. But, you know, Pa did not get those boots. And I've been to visit Walnut Grove twice. And I've heard Pa, like, I call it Pa's church bell, but it's not. He just donated $3. But I get teary-eyed when I hear it ring, Leia, because I think of how selfless that was for him to give away that money.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, for me, our family did something from the past that really recharged me yesterday. And Edie, you're part of this memory. Oh. Because we decided that we were going to go out for Korean food last night, which we haven't been out for Korean food in a long time. And It just brought back so many memories because for those of you who don't know, Edie and I became very, very close friends. It was not the first time we met, but it's when we really solidified our friendship when we were both living in Seoul during the same time in the early 90s, right? And we had so much fun. So Dawn and Dawn was part of this too, our time in Korea. So we could not stop talking last night about all our memories from Korea and all the fun we had. And Emily, our youngest daughter, was with us. And she said, "What? You knew Edie in Korea?" So then we got to tell all kinds of really fun stories while I was having tteokbokki jjigae, which is my favorite soup from Korea. And we're eating all the banchan, all the lovely side dishes. And so while enjoying this great memory, we were also able to share it anew with our daughter. So it was super fun and very re-energizing, recharging.
Leia, I love Korean food, and when you mentioned, you know, all the fun memories, I remember us, you, Don, my ex-husband, and I all tucked into your bed watching that Kathy Ireland workout video.
Just laughing at it.
Oh my gosh. Weren't working out. We were just watching it because there wasn't a lot to do.
I know. We would watch AFKN television. You'd come over on Thursday nights and we'd watch Friends. We also watched what was the with the little man and the red velvet curtain, David Lynch. Sorry, I've lost it.
Oh, Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Yeah. We had so much fun watching Twin Peaks together. We watched a lot. See, we watched a lot of TV back in the day. You did. You say you don't watch TV, but you did when you were with me.
Well, the difference, Leia, is I'm not married, and I don't have a partner to watch TV with, and I don't really enjoy it. Like, makes me sad to watch TV by myself, so I don't do it.
Okay, good point.
Way to bring the room down, Indy.
Right? Okay, and that is the end of our episode for today. I have succeeded in recharging our good friend Edie. It's time for the chit-chat challenge of the week. Our chit-chat challenge this week is to think of something that will recharge you and then do it.
Yeah, you can use our ideas or think of your own, of course, and post what you are doing on the Coop because, Leia, I need some new ideas. We all need new ideas, right?
Yes, yes. And for those of you who don't know, that's the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook that we want you to join because we always post our Chit Chat Challenge there every single week. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yeah.
Soon we'll be having a Jerry Grateful Dead collage card up. It'll be great. And to reiterate, if you haven't already, make sure to join our private Facebook group, the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes. And we'd love a review on iTunes if you're so inclined. It helps more people find the pod.
Thanks to you, Leia, for editing the podcast. I am sure you feel recharged from learning the valuable skill of editing out our ums, ahs, and all the other nonsense that happens.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Okay, bye-bye.
Clack, clack.